With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A thunderous explosion on Tuesday at a nursing home just outside of Philadelphia left at least two people dead. It also collapsed part of the building, sent fire shooting out, and left people trapped inside until they could be rescued. This person was an eyewitness.
And then there was fire everywhere.
And you see people?
Yes, I see people come out. I helped people come out. Some of them didn't make it out.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says emergency responders braved the flames and a heavy odor of gas to evacuate residents and employees. For most federal workers, Christmas Eve is the start of an extra-long holiday weekend this year.
On at least two occasions this year, the president complained on social media that there are too many holidays on the calendar. But that didn't stop him from delivering a Christmas gift to most federal workers. Last week, he signed an executive order closing most federal offices on December 24th and 26th, giving employees and federal agencies 3 days off for Christmas, plus the upcoming weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says Congress needs to address rising health insurance costs for all Americans, not just those signed up for Obamacare.
It was flawed from the beginning. It's been driving up the cost of health care for Americans, not just on the exchanges, but off the exchanges, too, because of all the rigid mandates. So we need to take a step back and think about how to make health care and health insurance more affordable for Americans more broadly.
Three people, including two police officers, killed in an explosion in Moscow.
Witnesses described an explosion that happened around 1:30 a.m. local time. Russian authorities said two traffic police officers saw a suspicious individual near a police car on the city's Yeletskaya Street.
That is BBC's Rachel Wright. A shortened trading day on Wall Street for Christmas Eve. The Dow was up 288 points at closing bell, and the Nasdaq up 51. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about Christmas.
88% of us will celebrate the holiday on Thursday, down from 96% who did so 20 years ago. But while secular forms of celebration remain popular, religious ones are in decline. Fewer Americans will be going anywhere near a church, and fewer put out nativity scenes or other religious displays at their homes. Even self-identified Christians are changing their ways. Just 61% of them say they attend church on Christmas Eve, down from 73% in 2010. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Toronto man has been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people. It is also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts, knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and Jewish people. This is SRN News. Christmas Day featuring a handful of big games across two of America's favorite sports this year.
This year's major events include five NBA games and three NFL games, with games spanning more than 12 hours. The NBA games include the Spurs at Thunder, Rockets at Lakers, Timberwolves at Nuggets, Cavaliers at Knicks, and Mavericks at Warriors. In the NFL, it's the Lions at Vikings, Broncos at Chiefs, and Cowboys at Commanders. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A powerful winter storm swept across Southern California today. Heavy rain is threatening mudslides and debris flows in areas scorched recently by wildfires, and therefore with very little in the way of vegetation on the ground to help check that flow. That brings near whiteout snow conditions in the mountains and hazardous travel for millions of holiday travelers as they make their way through the region. Officials are advising drivers to proceed with a great deal of caution. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.